Welcome to evening prayer on Tuesday, the 8th of September. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. O God, will you not give us life again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Truly, his salvation is near to those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness look down from heaven. Righteousness shall go before him, and direct his steps in the way. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 134. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, you that by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands towards the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord who made heaven and earth, give you blessing out of Zion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Guard all your household, Lord, through the dark night of faith, and purify the hearts of those who wait on you, until your kingdom dawns with the rising of your Son, Christ the morning star. Psalm 135. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Give praise, you servants of the Lord, you that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Make music to his name, for it is lovely. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, and Israel for his own possession. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. The Lord does whatever he pleases in heaven and on earth, in the seas and in all the deeps. He brings up the clouds from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning with the rain and brings winds out of his treasuries. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. He smote the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of man and beast. He sent signs and wonders into your midst, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and all his servants. He smote many nations and slew mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, the king of Basan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He gave their land as a heritage for Israel, his people. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Your name, O Lord, endures forever and shall be remembered through all generations. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. The idols of the nations are but silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes they have but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, neither is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them shall become like them, and so will all who put their trust in them. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. O house of Aaron, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord from Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Wise and gracious God, save us from the idols of our hearts, and keep us in your living presence, that we may become a people for your praise, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Lead me in the path of your commandments, that I may see the wonders of your law. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Let us pray. This from St. Francis of Assisi. Send your peace into my heart, O Lord, that I may be contented with the mercies of this day and confident of your protection for this night. And having forgiven others, even as you forgive me, that I may go to rest in tranquility and trust. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.